says this as we begin our Mother's Day message today. Mamas like this one. Children? Oh, if you get your kid, your child in here, they're little, they're probably in our children's churches this morning. And we're so thankful for what God's doing in our children's churches. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first command with a promise. Here's the promise. That it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Where did you find that first promise? Does anybody know? Ten Commandments. So, of course, we're going to focus on honoring and obeying mother. Where I come from, y'all know this. You've probably figured it out if you're our guest, that I was probably born and raised in the South. And it wasn't South Bronx either. Where I come from, we call mother mama. Still, very rarely will you hear mother, you hear mama. So I may intertwine those words today. About a week ago, I was in Albertsons, and I was going up and down the aisles. I had a few things to pick up, and I also needed to pick up a couple of birthday cards to send to some folks out in Arizona. And so I picked out the birthday cards. And believe it or not, I'm not one of those guys that just grabs anything. I look through the cards, try to find one that's meaningful. And I used to be that guy. You know, us guys, we don't like to shop. We like to hunt and kill. We know what we want at the store. We go get it. We get out of there and go home. Well, I used to be that guy. Grab the first. Oh, that's good. You know, hey. Get home. I got home one time, and I put it in the envelope, and I was sending my sister a birthday card, and I put it in, and I mailed it to her, and by accident, I congratulated her on her graduation or something. That's a true story. I thought I grabbed her. So it was kind of like after that, I thought maybe I should take a little more time to pick out cards. She's never let me let that... No, you know what was his pastor appreciation card? She's not a pastor. But anyway, she's never... No. And I said, well, I meant well, you know. She said, well, I thought it's probably for my birthday. But so I've learned to care a little more, take a little more time. And then I got to the Mother's Day card aisle section. Now, not all of you know, but many of you know, I lost my mother this past year. It's been less than a year, and I got to the Mother's Day, or Happy Mother's Day section, and I started, and I went, you feel me? Mom has always lived, since I left home, several thousand miles from the house, but I was always, I don't know how long have I sent her Mother's Day cards now, 40 years, 35 years. So I stood there in Albertsons, staring at the Mother's Day cards, and memories began to flood my mind. In particular, two particular memories. And a lot of y'all know that I was very close to my father and mother, just blessed to be able to be close to them. Probably, you know, closer to him as I got older, because after I got older, I didn't get as many spankings. And I remembered the call Mom gave me not too long ago. I just walked out of a meeting, actually, with Pastor Lawrence. And I saw it was Mom, and she was in the hospital. So I said, Pastor, I got to go. It's Mom. I need to talk to her. And y'all know she'd been unhealthy for a while, long time. And I'm standing in Albertsons. This is racing through my mind much quicker than I can share it with you. And when I answered the phone, and Mom, you think I've got a Southern accent? Oh, my goodness. A lot of you couldn't even probably understand her. She said, Dale, I've got some good news. Get in the car. I said, well, what is it, Mom? She said, my doctor has just been in and given me the best news I've ever had. And she's real joyful and real happy. And I said, well, Mom, I want to hear it. She said, honey, the doctor has come in and said that no longer than 2 weeks from now, I will be with Jesus. She said, now don't cry. I'm going to go get to be with Jesus. She said, my pastor's here. Said, we've just had a praise and he had his guitar. And as soon as the doctor gave me the good news, she said, my pastor pulled out his guitar. And we've had a praise and worship service right before I called you. She said, now don't cry. She said, and I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord is moving in this hospital room. And she was a very charismatic, Spirit-filled Christian woman. Been in the move of the Spirit and powerful worship services and said, God is here and he's been moving in this room. Said, even the doctor's crying. And the doctor wasn't a believer. Said, I think they've got it on video. I'll send you a copy of the praise and worship service. And I played a song to y'all some months ago. What I didn't tell you is later, and still the doctor hasn't accepted Christ, but asked the family if she could show that video clip to dying patients that she works with. And we said, absolutely. A lady that just got the news she had 2 weeks to live knew she had no more than 2 weeks to go spend eternity with her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, singing, lifting her hands and singing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. And my mother and I, for 15 or 20 minutes, had the most glorious conversation that we've ever had in our lifetime. It was glorious. I felt like I was going to heaven soon. And after we celebrated and talked about what heaven would be like and how good Jesus is, she said, now listen, I've got some orders for you. I said, okay, Mom. She said, I don't want... No, she didn't use good English. I don't want no sad funeral. She said, I want joyful songs. I want praise and worship. Now, if it's okay with you, I'd like my pastor to be a part. I said, that's okay with me, Mom. She said, but I want you to preach my homegoing. And I said, Mom, I'd be very honored to do that. When I hung the phone up, the reality of Jesus Christ was never more tangible to me in my lifetime than in that moment. Jesus still saves. He's not a storybook God. He's not fiction. He's alive and well today. Jesus said, nobody comes through the Father except through me. Salvation comes through no other name or no other man than the man God, Christ Jesus, who paid a price to appease a holy God. Because we all sin, didn't we, church? We all sin, we all will, we all have. But Jesus made a way for us all to go to heaven. The Scripture says that if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There's an old song that says it'll be worth it all when we see Jesus. There's another old song says, when we all get to heaven, we'll all sing and shout the victory. And I tell you, in that moment that I talked to my mother, the reality and the tangible presence of the Holy Spirit was in that car. And I knew more than I ever knew in that moment that He lives. And because He lives, I can face tomorrow. That yes, He went to a cross and died. And yes, He went to a tomb. But as we learned a few weeks ago, the stone was rolled away and the tomb was empty. And my Bible, come on now, tells me that He's standing at the right hand of the Father interceding for you and me. My Bible tells me that He died so that I can have eternal life. My Bible tells me that He forgives all our sins. My Bible tells me in Psalms He heals all our diseases. My Bible tells me that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. My Bible tells me that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I tell you, my Bible and my heart and my mind and my soul and my spirit, Jesus is real. Jesus is alive. Jesus is on the throne. He's real. That's good news. I would fly back in. I wasn't able to be. When folks are sick and they live far away, you go when you can. I knew Mom's time was short. I would fly back in, and she's supposed to pass away any day. And then I wasn't there when she passed. She passed about 2 days later. But I tell you, when I got ready to leave, and she was in the bed, and had come home to my sister's home, I didn't say goodbye, nor did she. I said, I love you, Mom. She said, oh, I love you too. She said, I'll see you soon. I said, I'll see you soon. I never met a woman that ran once she found out the time was near. She didn't jog. She sprinted to the finish line. She was this kind of lady all of her life, but in those moments, that's why we need to just take time where our moms are living or if they've passed to think about what they really did mean to us and what they really did do for us. My mom was strong. She was a strong lady. I realized her strength changed my life. My mother was a courageous lady. She wasn't afraid of anything. She probably should have been. She taught me to be courageous. To hope. And to dream. Mother was gracious. In fact, her email address was gracious lady, and she was. She taught me the power of a smile and the necessity of a smile and the power in being gracious and thankful even in our deepest situations. Thank God for mothers. That's what many of you ladies are today, and some of you ladies will be someday. Thank God for ladies that teach us strength and courage and grace. Can we give the women of the Rock another hand clap this morning? There's a thing called that what mothers taught us. Let me read a few of them to you. My mother taught me to appreciate a job well done. This is how she taught it. This is how mothers, this is not necessarily my mom. And she's talking to her kids. She says, if you're going to kill each other, do it outside. I just finished vacuum cleaning. My mother taught me about religion. You better pray that comes out of the carpet. My mother taught me logic. Because I said so. That's why. Give me an amen on that one. My mother taught me irony. If you keep crying, I'm going to give you something to cry about. Have many heard that one? Come on, be honest. Look in there. Look around. Woo, mama. Oh, this brought back nightmare memories. My mother taught me about stamina. You will sit there until you eat every bit of that spinach. I finally learned how to put it in my pocket. After I sit there 2 hours, two or three times, I come up with this bright idea. Then I'd go outside and empty my pockets. Spinach in the old pocket. Ooh, I hated it. My mother taught me about the weather. This room of yours, I'm looking at Houston, but I don't know why I'm looking at him. I'm not his mama. This room of yours looks like a tornado hit it. Oh, where'd I go with this? My mother taught me the circle of life. I brought you into this world. See, mamas have a lot of things in common. Can I get an amen on that? Woo. Now, I don't know if mom ever said, your mom taught me about behavior modification. Stop acting like your father. I think I can't tell on the mother of my household, but your mother taught me. Our mother taught us about envy. There are millions and millions of less fortunate children in the world who don't have parents like you. My mother taught me anticipation. Just wait till you get home. My mother taught me medical science. Y'all, I know, if you don't stop crossing your eyes, they're going to stick that way. I quit crossing mine. My mother taught me how to become an adult. If you don't eat your vegetables, you'll never grow up. My mother taught me about justice. One day you're going to have kids, and I hope they're just like you. I'm just preaching truth. Let's look in Proverbs 31 real quick, and we'll hit a few points. I've actually taken a little bit more time already than I wanted to, but I think we get the message, don't we? She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. Speaking of a woman or God, a godly woman, she is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it's yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands on the staff and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out to the hands of the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is like fine linen and purple. There's a few principles I just want to pull out of this when it comes to moms out of the scripture, and I think the moms will really relate to it, and I'll hit them quick. Is motherhood and being a mother is hard work. And all the ladies said, amen. So she works hard. Her mouth speaks. Her heart loves. She works with her hands. The scripture here says she sews, she shops, she shops, she shops, she shops. Did the scripture not say it that way? How about this one then? She cooks, she cooks, she cooks, she cooks. She gardens, she plants a vineyard. While it's still dark, she's still working. You know, us guys, we go home, we go to work, we go home, it's over. And a woman's work is never done. What does it say? Man works from sun to sun, but a woman's work is... Man, y'all could preach this sermon. And it's not like a sermon this morning so much. It's more of an edification for our ladies. I mean, I have my old mom to relate to. I know how hard Darla worked as a mother. And to pastor so many of you ladies, I know how hard you work as mothers too. And how much you care and how much you strive and how hard you work. And, you know, guys, we always give ladies a hard time. You know, you're getting ready to go somewhere and you're running almost late and you're getting ready to go out the door and they got to go do one more thing. Have any of you men ever been there? Oh, yeah. But, you know, maybe that extra load of laundry that's going to make us 5 minutes late. I mean, do you hear what I'm saying? A lady, and now, you know, most ladies in our culture are bivocational, not all, but some and many, and God bless their soul. But, you know, a mom never quits working. She's always hard at work. She's always doing something. I know my mom growing up on the farm, and you don't realize it till you get older. And maybe we need to take time just to reflect on all the hard work our mothers put in for. I mean, think about it. 3 meals a day, all the laundry. And I tried to get Darla. She had Trey trained at 8 or 9 years old to do his own laundry. And I went, that's it. That's great. And then she took it all back from him. I'm like, oh, I just found, I thought, well, she was being a good mother, but she said he broke my washer. But I know Darla, observing her, she called the laundry Mount Neverest. But, you know, I just, if I could brag on my wife as a mother, and I would say 999 loads out of 1,000, she always had a good attitude about it. I really saw all the time. And I reflect on my mother and how hard she worked to take care of us kids and to take care of my father. And not just the hard work, but the spiritual impact she had on her life. You know, there was a London editor. Let me take a step back. Thank God for the hard work that mothers and grandmothers put in. Let's give our moms another hand this morning. The scripture says that we just read that her mouth speaks. Ooh-wee, does it ever? I'm talking about my mom now. Mom, I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm trying to do you right, girl. They say when you get to heaven, you'll be all-knowing. So she knows I'm down here talking about her this morning, at least. You know, when you're young, you're not so glad that when your mama speaks up sometime. You get older sometimes, you're not so glad your mama speaks up. Thank God for a mother that would speak out and speak up. Thank God for a mother that would speak encouragement to me. Thank God for a mother that would speak the Word of God to me. Thank God for the mama that would speak an encouraging word to me. Thank God for a mama that would correct me when I needed correcting. You know, my dad was a fine man, but I could get away with a lot of stuff with Dad, but I couldn't get away with anything with Mom. And she'd let me know it. I felt like she was a little too quick to let me know sometimes. But thank God for moms that speak out. Thank God for moms that call it like it is. Thank God for moms that redirect. Can I get an amen on that? I needed to hear what my mother had to say most of the time. Says she opens her mouth with wisdom and the teaching of kindness is in her. Mom taught me a lot of wise things. And the older she got and the older I got, it was really great to listen to her wisdom. When we're young, it's hard to accept or understand how wise our moms are. And I think, it's true. Because when I was 16, I knew everything there was to know about life. 16. I was there. But by the time I got about 23 or 4, I realized how little I knew and how right my mother was. How right on my mother was. And as I grew into my 20s and later into my 30s and 40s, there was probably times she needed to say something to me, but she didn't. She was wise enough not to because she knew she'd already told me and she knew I already knew. Thank God for a mother that spoke out. A London editor was getting ready to write an article on Winston Churchill, and they did all the research to find his teachers and college professors, and they said, Mr. Churchill, here's the list of the teachers that impacted your life the most from what I can tell. And Churchill said, you've omitted to mention the greatest of my teachers, my mother. Winston Churchill. G. Morgan Campbell had 4 sons. They all become preachers. And at a family reunion, somebody asked one of the sons who was a preacher, said, who is the greatest preacher of your family? You know what the son said? My mother. Mama's still the greatest preacher. My mother was the greatest preacher. Dang, she preached a lot. And it was good. I really know that mothers have eyes in the back of their head. Some of you parents are looking over at your moms, your adults. And they got ears everywhere. They got eyes and spies. Thank you, I'm getting to that. My mother found out everything because she, and I lied every time when she found out I was misbehaving. I didn't do that, Mom. I don't know where you heard that, Mama. I think I lied every time for a certain season of my life. I'm just saying I did. I'm not saying you should. I'm not saying your kids do because your children never lie. They're children of integrity. Well, they just worked you over for their teenage years. We got great kids. But she had this little bird. Mom, how did you? And she'd go, little bird told me, and I just wanted to die. Because the little bird was right. Flew with me everywhere I went. I'm glad that I had a mother that cared about me enough, like you mothers care about your children. Not only from their heart, and we're going to talk about that, but they speak it out, and they spoke it out to us. Mother, keep speaking to your children. Keep exhorting your children. Keep correcting your children. Keep calling it like you see them. And kiddos and grandkids, and we don't have many in here, they're in our children's churches, we need to listen to our mothers. Let me say that again. We need to listen to our mothers, don't we? Because I'm telling you what, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. So husbands, you better listen to the mothers of your house. And thank God a mother has a heart that loves. We read that in the Scripture in so many places. There's so many great mothers. And sometimes I just take a mother and preach the text of the Scripture. Thank God for Moses' mother. Moses probably wouldn't have lived beyond infancy if it hadn't been for his mother. Thank God for Samuel's mother, a godly mother. Thank God for Mary, Jesus' mother. I mean, you could go on and on. But thank God for mothers that love us. And I don't know about you, but my mother was so unselfish. Mothers are so unselfish with their time. They're so unselfish with their talent. They're so unselfish with their treasure. And it doesn't matter if they have a lot of treasure or time, they still just give it away. That's what mothers do. That's what you've done. You don't have the time, you take the time. You don't have the money, you spend your last nickel. You would do that. The principle of love is love always gives. Lust always takes. That's a principle in God's Word. So my mother and so many of you mothers are so giving and caring and loving. I know many, many times my mom went without so that I could have. And for all of us, and you start thinking about what your mother did in your life, it really is amazing. That little boy was in math class, and they were working on fractions, and the teacher called on him and said, "I want to give you an example. Let's say there's eight people in your household. There's you, your mom and dad, and seven other siblings, a total of eight. How big a slice of pie would you get?" And the little boy said, 1/7. And the teacher said, "No, there's eight in your house. How many slices? What would the fraction be?" And the little boy said, 1/7. "Because my mother would say she didn't want any." You know, mamas go without. My mother, to a fault, would give her last dime away for her children. Mothers, this morning, I appreciate your loving heart. I think a mother's love may be as close to the love of Christ that is expressed on this earth. Guys, I know we love, and we do. But boy, there's something about a mother's love. I mean, it just is. You know, the 8-year-old wrecks his bike. He skins his knee. What do, guys? "Get out and ride that bike again." What does mama do? "Oh, come here. Leave him alone, honey. Let him, he's tough." No, she got to take care of that wound. Right? "Leave him alone, honey." Thank God for mother's hearts and a mother's love. Thank God for a mother's that speak up. Thank God for Proverbs 31 mothers who work hard. Thomas Edison once said, "I did not have my mother long, but she cast over me an influence which has lasted all my life. The good effects of her early training I can never lose. If it had not been for her appreciation and her faith at a critical time in my experience, I should never likely have become an inventor. I was always a careless boy, and with a mother of different mental caliber, I would have turned out or could have turned out badly. But her firmness, her sweetness, her goodness were potent powers to keep me in the right path." Thomas Edison said, "My mother was the making of me." What a loving tribute to a loving mother. back to the grocery store. Is Pastor Christian back? It's important for me to know. I need him and what he has now. Please. So I walked away from the grocery store, and they're going to bring some roses in, so try to focus on me and not the roses. Every mama's going to get a rose. I walked away from the cart aisle. It was just different not to buy a Mother's Day card. Hey, young men and women, do something. And I wasn't the best in the early going, and I'm just going to be practical here for just for a moment. Is some of you live a long way from your parents. On the big days, send them a card, make a call. Try to call them maybe once a week. You don't have to call them every day. But try once a week. But, you know, I was young and I call it blowing and going and had my career going. And probably in my 20s, and I'm not picking on anybody, I probably didn't reach out to my parents the way I should have. But I did reach a place that I became consistent with both of them and have no regrets. Hallelujah. I was glad I could stand at that card file and by habit, it only was about 2 seconds, you know, but by habit, I was looking for my mother a Mother's Day card. It means more to them. Now listen to me. Listen to what I'm getting ready to say. It means more to them than you will ever realize, but it will mean more to you than you will ever realize. So I walked away from that grocery store. If we can set those around, guys, thanks for the help. And you got two more over here? Okay, go ahead and set them down. And get those in quickly as you can, please. Thank you very, very much. So I walked away. I walked away feeling, I don't know what I was feeling. So anyway, fast forward. You can tell I'm buying a little time here. Men's breakfast yesterday. And the guys surprised me. What a birthday gift they gave me. One of the neatest, best gifts I've had in a long time. So thanks, guys. When they gathered around me to pray for me, I don't know why, but my mind toward the end of their prayer went to my mother. And I don't know why. So anyway, had a meeting with Pastor Mark and headed home. And I'm headed out to 202 because I live in East Mesa. And here again, I mean, I don't even know what I was thinking about. I wasn't at that time thinking about anything in particular, probably some things we talked about in our meeting. And out of the blue, the Holy Spirit speaks to me. I'm about halfway home and said, I want you to go get a Mother's Day card. Now, I know. So, you know what I did? I tested to make sure, Lord, you want me to go get a Mother's Day card? Yeah, I want you to go get a Mother's Day card. And I'm just going to be honest. I'm really obedient to the Holy Spirit, but with little quirky things like that, sometimes I just think it's me and I just brush it off. Because it could appear, Kylie, that your father was a little loony to go get a Mother's Day card when his mom's in heaven. But I was obedient to the Lord. So I'm almost to the store, and I'm saying, well, Lord, what's this card all about? He says, just go get the card. So now I'm getting in a negotiating mood. Y'all don't ever negotiate with the Lord, do you? No, never. You negotiate it with your mama. I know you know. Yeah. I said, no, really. I mean, what do you want me to? He said, just go. I said, well, Lord, can I just walk straight to it? I swear. I'm just talking to Jesus. I said, he said, just go get the card. Pull into Albertsons. And I walk in the store. And I know well where the card place is because I buy cards there all the time of all kinds. And I get the card. And thank you, Jesus, I walked straight to it. And I know it was the right one. I mean, I knew it was the right one. So thank you, Jesus, put it in the bag. Go home. Throw it on the desk. And Lord, are you going to just... So, you know, when I wake up this morning, I'm headed to my devotions time. You know the first thing on my mind? What's this card about? And I'm going to tell you, he told me this morning, and I'm going to tell you. Stand, ladies. Please. I'm going to ask you to come just in one moment. And I thought I just kind of heard the Lord chuckle at me early this morning. I said, okay, Lord. I read the card. And I thought to myself, of course, it's not for my mother. And the Holy Spirit speaks to me. He said, this is for the mothers of your church, Pastor Dale. I went, ooh. So, ladies, I got you a card. You can blame it on the Lord because I wouldn't have done this in 100 years. Not that I don't appreciate you. A mom has the strength to change the world. The courage to dream new dreams. And the grace to let others shine. Your strength, your courage, your grace inspire everyone around you. You're everything a mom should be, and you are loved so very much. Happy Mother's Day, Jesus. Amen. So I want our ladies to come. I need y'all to give each lady a rose and come. And I want to pray over you and bless you this morning. Go ahead and come. Worship team, you can come. And come on, ladies, and get your rose. I want you holding your rose. Yeah, I want you to stay up here, if you will. All ladies, you don't have to be a mom. We want to honor all ladies this morning. kind of spread out at the front once you get your rows. Isn't God good? Come on, make room. Spread out over here. Hey, while we're wrapping this up, let's give our ladies a hand this morning, man. We've run out.